Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 121. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Feeling creeped out.
Feeling creeped out and middle-aged.
Oh, my. It's turned into a musical?
Oh,
is that what we're doing tonight?
Take you, break you back.
I'm doing jazz hands.
Feeling creepy.
You guys doing all right?
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
Good. Good. Good. Creepies, are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Creepies, you there? Okay.
What, do we got him like in a pit somewhere?
Creepy crickets.
Yeah. Puts lotion on the
Here's
skin.
Puts lotion on the skin, yes.
I know they're doing great because they're listening
to us.
That
took it
down
a weird road, didn't it?
Yeah. That's braggadocious.
I don't know. They
that's
might be turning
brag-
it off.
Yeah, like, yeah, right. You know what? That's a little too silence of the lambs.
We gave him a shot. Yeah. Yes. You know what? Let's get right to it.
Okay.
Shall we? Sean, what are we going to talk about?
Well, first we're going to do the creeped out shout out.
Oh, that's right.
In this episode, we are going to this mini, right? We're going to shout out to Hannah at Shirt Tales. It's a local shop here in Plainfield. We've been working with her on t-shirts for our live show, so we wanted to make sure and tell her thank you.
Yes, Hannah is a sweetheart. I met with her and owner Jen.
Too.
Yeah, she is.
Just like me?
No. She's an actual sweetheart.
Oh,
and
sorry.
She has been great communicating with helping with the designs and all the information. And I met her at the Shirt Tales and then and the owner, Jen. And mm-hmm. I'm assuming she's the one that I'm talking to. So when we're emailing. So she has been fantastic.
You don't even know, huh?
I do know. But the reason I do know is because the way she words it is shout out to Hannah. She does a great job. And that's her full time job. So it's cool. Maybe I should work there.
Maybe y'all should work there. Aren't we looking for a new gig?
Yeah. I wonder if they're hiring. You think they'd hire us?
I would love that. Sorry, did that sound desperate?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's gonna be out of town for during the live show. So that's too bad.
Well, darn.
So hoping she's gonna go. Yeah.
It's all right. We'll still give her a shout out, right?
That's right. Shout out to her. So thank you, Hannah. And let's get on with it, shall we?
Yes.
What we talk about?
We shall. This is Nate's pick, and it is on Haunted Vacation Stories.
It's a different one. Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this?
Because I'm going to be on vacation.
Because on ATA, you're on vacation.
Haunted?
When you're on ATA,
I do not know.
You're on vacation. But since I couldn't be here, I was like, hey, why don't we just do some stories on haunted vacations?
While you're on vacation, I like it.
Why not?
I say, let's go for it. You know what? Why not?
Why not?
I'm going to start, even though it's your topic, Nate.
I don't like that, but all right, go ahead.
I'm going to do it anyway.
You don't even care.
This is a Reddit story, okay? The heading is, It Wasn't a Little Girl. Ooh, now is that creepy or not? Huh?
Slightly creepy.
That's right. So it says, I was camping with my husband and his family at a small remote lake in New Mexico. There were about 10 people in our group and another group of 6 people in the next campsite. It was nighttime and both groups were doing typical activities, making s'mores, having a few drinks, and telling stories, when we all heard what sounded like a little girl yelling out for help. Neither group had children with them, but we were all positive we were hearing a little girl and decided to search the area we heard the noises from together. It's always good to go together. There was a field behind our campsites, and we all saw a very tall, pure white figure standing maybe 100 feet away from us in the field, making the noises. We all agreed this thing looked maybe 6 feet tall, skinny and white as can be. Wait a minute. I'm 6'3". Okay, anyway. And I'm white. We made our way closer to investigate, but whatever it was that we saw started backing off as we got closer, and it disappeared into the trees. All night, we continued to hear a little girl calling for help as we tried to sleep.
Hmm.
That's a creepy
that is super
one.
Creepy.
That's scary.
That is, yeah.
I bet it's trying to lure just one person out.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the, what's the creature?
Slenderman?
What's the one that sounds like, not Wendigo.
Banshee?
Skinwalker.
Oh, Skinwalker.
Or that, that type of thing where it, mm-hmm. it kind of makes it, yeah, it's not what
I was gonna, it is. I'm going down our list of cryptids.
Yeah. Bigfoot?
Oh, there you go.
Nessie?
Time?
Time?
Time. That's my lasso.
No. All right. Whoever's next, you got the floor.
Scary travel stories from a haunted cabin.
Ooh, haunted cabin.
Sounds really when romantic. It comes to creepy road trip stories and travel horror stories, this is by far my most terrifying.
Nice.
When I was growing up, my family owned a cabin in Hancock, New York, in the Catskills. It was mainly used for hunting, but we'd also drive up there to hike or ride quads, make campfire s'mores, and just be in nature. This cabin was small. It was actually a trailer that was affixed into the ground and then added onto slightly. Because of this, my cousin and I would share a big bed in the main part of the trailer, and my dad would sleep on the couch. But we were all virtually in the same room. One night, when I was about 10, I woke up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night and saw a man standing at the end of the bed staring at me. I knew instantly he was a ghost, as he was translucent and was dressed like he was from the mid-1800s. Quickly, I threw the cover over my head and squeezed next to my cousin, terrified. I must have passed out, because the next thing I knew, I was on the floor of the trailer, next to the couch. I could hear my dad snoring loudly, but every time I tried to reach out to wake him up, something would grab my hand and pull it back.
Uh-huh.
The next morning, I woke up on the floor of the trailer with my hands over my head. I woke up in an even weirder position the following night. When my cousin and I awoke with the bed covered in vomit, it was from me, but I had no recollection of throwing up, and I'd never thrown up in my sleep before. But wait, didn't you say in the title that there were multiple scary travel stories? Yes, and that's where things get even more creepy. The next two times that I went to the cabin, I ended up waking up covered in my own vomit with barely any recollection of throwing up. This is something that had never happened to me before, but yet it was happening consistently at the cabin. Eventually, we sold the cabin. Though years later, I was told that a family member once claimed to see a UFO land in the yard when he got up to use the toilet at 3 a.m. Even now, over 20 years after the incident, I still remember it vividly, and I firmly believe that the cabin is possessed by something inhuman.
Jeez. That's wild, man.
I like it.
Vomit in the story. I like it.
It's gross.
It's exorcist, like, right?
Well, you could die from that.
Well, right? Yeah.
Get aspirin. Like, yeah, it's like Jimi Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a good one. That's a good one. Sean, what do you got?
I got the Edinburgh Vaults, Tall Tales for Tourists or Something Sinister. The air that hung around me was cool, but by no means fresh. It clung to me in the dark, thick with stories, none of which ended happily. A friend and I were taking a ghost tour of Edinburgh's underground vaults below South Bridge. These ancient rooms had been used by tradesmen for storage, but all manner of creepy stories surround them. Some say serial killers used to hide bodies. Others say plague victims were left here to meet their better end. Much of the tour was designed for tourists, including a member of staff jumping out to scare us. Our guide also told us that many guests have odd experiences in the days following the tour. He told us that the car radios start out of the blue and household items mysteriously move around. I pass this off as just another tall tale for tourists, although not for long. My friend and I returned to her apartment and went to bed. Something must have disturbed me because I found myself awake in the middle of the night. I was groggy, but something wasn't right. The door was moving. It swung from fully open to close, creaking as it did so. I was no longer groggy. There was a reasonable explanation, I knew, if I could just think of it fast enough. Ah, yes, my friend had probably gone to the bathroom and pulled the door closed behind her. I mustered up the courage to roll over, praying to see an empty side to the bed. Nope, she was fast asleep beside me. Darn it. I lay there shivering, aware there was no explanation for what I just experienced. The next morning, I felt unsettled and flickered through my photos from the tour. I stopped on one that I had taken in almost complete darkness down in the vaults. Two bright neon lights, scratches like fingernails, ran across the screen despite the fact that there had been no lights in the room where it was taken. I decided to email it to the tour guide company to see what they would say. The cheery manager replied, they saw many unexplained photos like this, and did I mind if they kept it for their database? I didn't mind, I told him, but secretly my mind was running into overdrive. What on earth had I witnessed in Edinburgh?
Ooh.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it is. I like it. Good story.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy. I've got one. Camping at an abandoned restaurant in the Dominican Republic. I don't think we've ever talked about the Dominican, have we?
I don't think so.
In any of our thousands of stories. So this says, every now and then we love heading out on a hiking and camping trip to the beautiful Dominican mountains to enjoy the pristine tropical nature and to escape from daily life. This time we headed from Punta Cana to Loma Linda, a mountain with a gorgeous panorama view and at an abandoned restaurant. When pitching our tent, we put it on the old restaurant structures to protect us from the rain. When going to sleep, we left our tent door half open to benefit from some additional ventilation. During the night, we heard many strange sounds as if someone was stepping on the rickety timber planks outside. Of course, there was no one except a big frog with disproportional big red eyes looking in the direction of our tent. To complete the spooky atmosphere, an old light bulb outside of the restaurant was randomly turning on and off, even though there was actually no electricity. To feel a bit safer and to protect us from the strong winds, I asked my girlfriend if we should close our tent door. She said yes, and just seconds later, the tent door was blown up by the wind and literally closed itself. We had a fitful sleep out there, to say the least. The next morning, when we were packing up our stuff, an old man came up the mountain on his horse and asked if we had a good night. Sure, except for those noises, animal steps, and the creepy wind, everything was fine. At least from the view from Loma Linda was worth it. So if you'd like to explore the beautiful place during the holiday in the Dominican Republic, maybe you should come during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Chris who wrote that story.
Thank you, Chris. Wow. Right.
Thank you, Chris. Shout out to Chris. Yeah, Nate?
Walking into the Shining.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm ready.
Sometimes what you see in scary movies can resemble true horror travel stories, which is exactly what happened to me. When traveling to Banff to see the Canadian Rockies, my sister and I decided to stay at the Fairmount Banff Spring Hotel. The historic and famous luxury hotel opened in 1888 and looks like a beautiful haunted castle. I did some research online and learned that it indeed had a creepy haunted past. Some say that ghosts roam the halls, like a 1920s bride who tripped and fell down the stairs to her death. The biggest mystery is of the missing room 873. Hmm. Every floor except floor 8 has a room ending with the number 73. Rumor has it that a man went crazy and murdered his wife and kids in this room. Apparently, the hotel boarded up the room since there were complaints from guests and staff of weird events occurring, like reappearing bloody handprints.
Jeez.
And violent screams in the middle of the night. However, today, they say they combined it with room 875 to make it larger, or combined. after a lover of horror movies, I convinced my sister to go ghost hunting in the hotel. At night, we explored the different wings of the hotel and walked as far as we could up the stairs to the towers. When close to the very top, we found a small door underneath the stairs. We opened it, and a dark storage closet appeared in front of us with tons of old floor lamps. We daringly decided to walk inside the room and use the flashlight of our phones to see if we could find anything else. As we walked in further, we saw "Red Rum" and "Get Out"
"Red Rum"
written in large letters across the back wall. We screamed and ran as fast as we could out of there. When back in our hotel room, we tried doing some research to see if there were any tied meanings to floor lamps, and came across the term ghost light. A ghost light's practical use is to light up the dark stage of a theater when unoccupied. That freaked us out. That there are superstitions that ghost lights were placed to either appease or scare ghosts away. Needless to say, we didn't sleep very well that night.
I should say not.
I don't get the red rum. No, I'm just kidding.
Red rum.
Sounds familiar, but
yeah.
Red rum. Red rum.
Yeah, this is just written largely on the back wall.
Nice.
And get out.
And get out.
I think those are pretty clear messages.
What are they trying to tell us?
Just read between the lines.
Yeah. Sean, who's next here?
It's my turn.
Okay.
It's a dream within a dream. I just arrived at a tiny hostel. A hostel just gives me the creeps just hearing that. Mm-hmm. A tiny hostel, a short journey from Haraz after a few days of hiking and camping in the mountains of Peru. It was the only accommodation for miles, was completely empty, and the place was run by a very old but welcoming Peruvian couple. The owners happily greeted us, but also seemed surprised that we'd found them. Later in the evening, I was chatting with one of the owners while cooking some dinner. My Spanish wasn't great, but I can recall him saying the words Medro and Fantasma, which I knew meant fear and ghost. Unfortunately, I couldn't understand enough to know exactly what he was saying, and I didn't think much of it. After days of heavy hiking and a bit of altitude sickness, I crashed early, looking forward to the first night in a bed for a while. That's when this officially turned into a scary trip story. I conked out immediately, but then became slightly conscious after hearing noises from outside the room. I remember having a very uneasy feeling and it being cold. I kept on looking up towards the door and noticed it was slightly ajar. Slowly, a small figure-like shape sitting by the top of the door with an ominous face looking down on me. I felt rigid, just staring at this figure above the door. But at this point, I was feeling truly scared. All of a sudden, I shot up in my bed, dripping with sweat, and realized that it was just a dream. I felt a strange feeling of half-awake relief and then looked back up towards the door to see this dark figure was still perched up there looking at me. That's creepy. Ooh. The feeling of panic that followed was indescribable. I completely froze in terror for what seemed like ages, just staring at this figure. I then woke up again, just like I had, but with much more sensation and a gasp of breath. The first time waking up was part of the dream. I'd never experienced anything similar before or again after that night. I spent the rest of the night too terrified to fall asleep and trying my hardest not to look at the door. The next morning, I spoke to the other owner, who spoke clear English, and she told me that she had said the room was haunted by a ghost. I struggled to sleep in hostels for a long time afterwards. Have you guys ever had a dream within a dream? I've done that on after a long work, like Saturdays, like when you're super duper tired and you wake up and you feel like you wake up, and then I've had that. And then I go outside and something's going on. And it's not quite reality, but you feel like you've woken up and started your day, and then you wake up and you're like, oh, I didn't wake up, you know? And then done that a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And then you finally wake up and think, what was all that? But it's like three or four times that you feel like you've already woken up, and there's this restless feeling that you're like, you must not have been sleeping well or had something on your mind.
Yeah. I bet I have. I just can't remember anything specific.
I've definitely had that before though. Not a little figure looking
at I dream
off
crazy.
A door.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I found this one off of Reddit. Says it's by 11 ghosts. We'll see how this goes. First solo international vacation, flying from Chicago and connecting in Hong Kong, says this series of events made it the worst. During boarding, there's an announcement that the reading lights in business class do not work and an electrician is coming to fix it. When the electrician is done, the plane is de-iced and pushes back from the gate, only to sit there for 10 to 15 minutes before another announcement that the reading lights have gone out again. The plane goes back to the gate. The next announcement is that the time we've already been delayed, plus how long the electrician needs to actually fix the issues, plus flying time would time out the crew and also get us to Hong Kong past a reasonable hour. The flight is delayed until the next morning because checked bags have already been through customs. They're staying on the plane. The next morning, we take off after a brief delay. 3 or 4 hours later, there's an announcement asking for a doctor. Soon after, there's an announcement that a passenger needs emergency care and will be diverting to Anchorage to drop them off. In Anchorage, the guy is taken off the plane. I later learned from his seatmate that he had packed a medicine or packed a medication in his checked bag, and being without it for a day messed him up. During a pre-takeoff maintenance, some mechanical issue is discovered. Again, the time to fix it would time out the crew. We're overnighting in Anchorage. I ended up booked in a wing of a hotel that's been closed for winter. It's December, and they opened the wing just for passengers from this flight. It was literally freezing in the rooms. Everyone was given a space heater. Warm water took a long time. It was miserable. The next day, we departed without incident. We arrived in Hong Kong at the same time as the same flight that had left 2 days after ours. That's a weird story. I thought it'd be a little bit different than just like a haunting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then one person responded, it's a miracle that the two flights didn't collide.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part. Yeah. So, anyway.
Wow.
Kind of a weird series of events and a little, yeah. So, Nate, you want to end? You have one for us, or Sean, or...
Oh, yeah, I have another one.
Okay.
That I can end it on.
Yeah.
A date with the headless drummer.
Nice. Oh. I like this already.
Great.
The headless drummer.
A few years ago, I was on a study abroad term, which was held in a 15th century medieval castle. Hurst Monskal Castle. Let's
go
with that.
Yeah.
Located in the south of England. Early on in our orientation, we got to learn all about the long history of the castle and grounds, including a few creepy details about beings you might encounter wandering about. The headless drummer, a former military man with a drum, was one of them. One night, a buddy and I were walking through a dark corridor of the castle from the library to the pub to meet our friends. Funny enough, the castle pub was named the Headless Drummer. As we walked the long, dimly lit corridor, we both froze at the same time. We thought we could hear something. Drumming. Snare drumming. Faintly tapping. But definitely, unmistakably, drumming sounds. We looked at one another with wide eyes, half smiling in disbelief because there was absolutely no way we were both actually experiencing this at the same time, half panicked because we were both hearing what we were thinking we were hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I said to my friend, "Tell me you're hearing that too." My buddy looked right back at me and said without a pause, "I swear I am hearing that too." Our amused disbelief turned to sheer panic, and we sprinted out of that corridor. A few twists and turns later, we saw the lights of the pub and stumbled inside, half panting and half in shock. When we saw our friends sitting at a table, they said, "Whoa, you look like you've seen a ghost." To which we replied, "No, but we heard the drummer." We needed a few pints to calm our nerves that night.
Yeah, I bet.
And walked home with the large group, just in case.
Strength in numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Def Leppard has the armless drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy says, "Hold my beer." I'm headless. What kind of drummer is going on around here? What's? Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Don't need to bring the drum.
Funny
apparently.
Story. Don't tell a creepy but funny. I, yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, hey, he's
plum lost his head.
The headless horseman and the headless drummer. I like it. Well, that's a good one to end on.
Mm-hmm.
The headless drummer story.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Nate, what do you got for us?
Time to go on vacation, and that's a wrap.
Bragger.
That's right.
See how he does that?
I saw
that.
I heard.
He really came strong with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Time to go on vacation. You know, yeah, sure. Well, good for you. And good. I'm jealous.
There's a little bit of.
Yeah. No, that's great. I'm glad you can do that. We'll take a little break, too, right, Sean? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'll be sitting we'll on the beach.
Son of a buck. Well.
Biscuit eater.
Huh?
Son of a biscuit eater.
Son of a biscuit eater. No, I'm
son of a
I'm
bit my lip.
Where
are
you going?
Time.
Destin, Florida?
Destin, yes.
Destin.
Not Destin.
My daughter Destin. Went 2 years ago with her friend to Destin, and I've heard good things about it.
Mm-hmm. I've been there before.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Been a long time, but yeah.
She liked it. Well, good for you, good for us, and good for the creepies listening to Should I say it that way?
Yeah. They might be on vacation, too.
Heck yeah. Hey, Creepies, thanks for listening to our middle-aged mini number 121 and our fun stories on haunted vacation stories. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Later.